It's Bear in the Morning on Bear Country 95.3. Tuesday mornings, you know, as we approach 8 o'clock, I check in with my friend Hannah from the Greenfield Business Association. Good to see you, Hannah.
You too, Kevin.
Yeah, so we call this Find It in Greenfield. This is really, really neat. And by the way, I want to thank Mick over at Montague Webworks for making the show possible this week. You know, we talked to different businesses and individuals in the community that are in Greenfield and members of the GBA and introduced them to everybody that's out there, right?
That's right. That's what we're here for.
Okay, so Kira's here with us in the studio this morning. Hannah, what do we need to know about Kira?
Oh my gosh, there's so much to know about Kira. So Kira owns Sensible Sort Professional Organizing, and she can help you with your internal space, your external space. She's there to help you shift the energy around, right?
Kira, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, I got to be honest with you, Kira. What I know about professional organizers is what I've seen on that Hoarders television show. That's all I know. So if that's a bad representation of what you do, you got to set me straight right now.
Okay, well, I'm going to set you straight.
Okay, I appreciate it.
And I'll try to be brief because it's a very long story. But so Hoarders, the TV show, in my personal and professional opinion, is an exploitation of mental illness, not at all what a professional organizer does.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
That is not to say that the people on Hoarders are not doing the best that they can in terms of being professional, but mm-hmm. to then broadcast something so deeply personal, to broadcast something so deeply painful for people, that is not a compulsion or a habit, but a pathology,
yeah,
is, in my opinion, not the best way to approach the situation.
So absolutely.
Professional organizers are not people that come in and force you to do things that you're not equipped, ready, or able to do.
So Kira, how did you get into professional organizing?
Well, I had been working in another industry. I owned a business as a small boutique broker for employee benefits, you know, your health insurance, your life insurance, your
sure.
things like that.
Yeah.
And it had become just very tiresome. I had been recently married, and I moved here to Massachusetts from upstate New York, so I had a long commute to see my clients. Mm. My husband became quite ill, and I was back and forth from the hospital with him on multiple occasions and spending long hours sitting in waiting rooms waiting. And my husband is fine. He's doing really well. He's thriving, and he's about to retire. But the thing that I did while I was in those waiting rooms was I started to study to become a professional organizer and do the coursework because it always appealed to me. It was always sort of ingrained in my personality. It was always, I was always the Monica of the friends group, so to speak. maybe not quite so over the top, but so it just appealed to me in that kind of a way. I really just enjoy organizing. And so I did the coursework and I stopped commuting 2.5 hours every day,
good
and I
you.
Built a business in the Valley, and it's been wonderful.
So what do you organize? What do you organize?
Everything. I organize everything. I can organize your purse. I can organize your junk drawer. I can organize your attic. I can organize your garage.
Oh, boy.
I can organize your thoughts.
Right.
Interesting.
Organizing my closet would be organizing my thoughts.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Everybody has the junk drawer, too. I mean, come on now. So how long have you been doing this?
Well, professionally, I've been doing it about 8 years. But, you know, I think I've been doing it since, like, the day I was born.
Are your clients here in the Greenfield area, or do you travel? What happens?
Thank you for asking. So I have a lot of clients in Greenfield, a lot of clients in Franklin County, but I will travel an hour. So I can go up into the Berkshires. I can go, you know, down to like Longmeadow, up into Vermont, up into New Hampshire. And we do really have clients in a broad radius.
And you were saying earlier that you do some public speaking, too.
I do public speaking engagements. I do two types of public speaking engagements. I do small, intimate public speaking engagements that can either be at no charge or at a very small fee.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do sort of the auditorium presentation kind of public speaking, which is more of a motivational speaking kind of, you know, keynote speaker kind of situation.
All right.
But in the Greenfield area, I think mostly what I would be doing would be the first.
I gotcha. It's Find It in Greenfield. This is our segment with Hannah. Hannah, are you learning something here today?
Oh, I'm learning God. Something. I've learned so much, and this is just a little snippet of it. And I think one of the thing I really learned and the thing that I think everybody can use the help with is to really be aware of who you are right in this moment. And Kira can help you look at your life, look at what's around you, and make sure that you're really being present. I need that. I think everyone needs that.
What's the last thing you organized, Kira?
My husband's junk drawer.
See? I knew it. This is Find It in Greenfield. It's a segment that I share with the Greenfield Business Association and Hannah from the Greenfield Business Association. You know, this is one of the reasons why I'm really glad that we're doing this, because unless I missed it, Kira, I don't think you have a storefront in Greenfield, do you?
I do not have a storefront. So I operate the business from my home here in Greenfield. But
okay.
Because 90% of what I do, unless we're in some kind of strange viral-induced lockdown, 90% of what I do is inside the homes and businesses
sure.
and buildings of the clients that I serve.
Got it. So if people want more information about your business and your service, you know, what can they do?
Well, we have a beautiful website, sensiblesort.com.
Okay.
You can read all about me, all about my history. You can read a little bit about what professional organizing is. And you can also find us in a quick Google search. We're all over Google.
And I just want to highlight something, because you said something so interesting, which is that you do both homes and businesses. So
yes.
Other business owners out there who maybe feel the same need to sort some things at their brick and mortar store.
Artist studios. Design
yes.
businesses.
So cool. So
places
cool.
that have inventory and no space. These are projects that I love.
It's Find It in Greenfield, and it's the Bear Country 95.3, Bear in the Morning with Greenfield Business Association. We thank Mick at Montague Webworks for helping us out this month with the segment. We'll be back next Tuesday morning, right, Hannah?
That's right.
Thanks for stopping by, Kira.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. It's Bear in the Morning on Bear Country 95.3.